WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. I'm pumped you're with me again today. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Chugging full speed ahead, jumping between yesterday's worries and tomorrow's anxieties? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be enjoying this amazing sunset, but your head's already planning dinner or freaking out about that deadline next week. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling a superpower everyone has but few actually master. The power of staying present. Think about it, when you're truly in the moment, life is incredible. It's vibrant, engaging, and full of awe-inspiring little details that often get missed. You savor your coffee, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, or genuinely connect with someone across the table. But our brains are wired for survival. They're always scanning for threats and planning for the future. That's cool in a caveman kind of way, but not so much when you're trying to appreciate a good pizza slice. So how do we tame that mental monkey? How do we focus on the present moment and unlock the awesome potential of now? Let me give you 5 mind moves to level up your presence game. 1. Name it to tame it. Ever notice how just saying out loud what you're feeling can lessen its power? Try this. When that anxious thought pops in, name it. Okay, there's worry about the presentation. Just labeling it creates distance, letting you observe it without being consumed by it. 2. 5 senses check in. This is your quick reset button. Pay attention to what you can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now. Really engage with those sensations. It's like a mini vacation for your brain, pulling you back into the present. Feel that breeze on your cheek? Smell that fresh coffee brewing? Bam, you're here, you're alive, and it feels good. 3. Mindful movement. Even 5 minutes of mindful movement can work wonders. It doesn't have to be intense yoga, a simple walk, stretching, or even just consciously moving your body while listening to music can anchor you in the present. The rhythm of your breath and movement creates a powerful connection to the now. 4. Tech timeout. Seriously, put down that phone. Constantly scrolling feeds you into a world of shoulds, comparisons, and future anxieties. Schedule dedicated tech-free time each day. Read a book. Go for a hike. Have a conversation without screens. Anything that pulls you away from the digital vortex. 5. Gratitude boost. End your day with 3 things you're grateful for. It could be as simple as a delicious meal, a funny text from a friend, or the fact that you still have socks that match. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant, a powerful antidote to the constant churn of the mind. Remember that time you were completely absorbed in a good book, lost track of time, and then blinked and realized hours had passed? That's pure present moment magic. Imagine if we could tap into that state more often. We wouldn't just live life, we'd truly experience it. Let me share a quick example. I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day. She was all stressed about her upcoming presentation. You know that feeling? She kept replaying potential disasters in her head, rehearsing her every word, and just spiraling out of control. But then she stopped, took a deep breath, and focused on the taste of her coffee. The warmth, the subtle bitterness, the steam swirling around her mug, suddenly, it wasn't about the presentation anymore. She was present in that moment, enjoying something simple, and I swear, the stress just melted away. See, even 5 minutes of mindful focus can make a world of difference. So, remember folks, life is happening now. Don't get caught up in the mental noise. Take those 5 minutes, practice the moves, embrace the present moment, and unlock the incredible power within you to truly experience every single day. Want to share your own mindfulness wins, or have a question about focusing on the present? Hit me up on Instagram at RiseHigherDaily. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.